There is no Booker rule at Texas criminal courts. The Booker rule specifically pertains to federal sentencing guidelines. It does not apply to the state of Texas. Texas sentencing guidelines. While Texas does have sentencing guidelines, they operate differently from the federal system. The Texas Code of Criminal Procedure outlines the range of punishment for various offenses. Judges have some discretion within these ranges, but their decisions are typically based on factors such as the nature and circumstances of the offense, the history and character of the defendant, the need to protect the public, the need to deter crime, the need to rehabilitate the defendant, key differences between Texas and federal sentencing. Mandatory versus advisory. Texas sentencing guidelines are advisory, similar to the post-Booker federal system. Role of the jury. In Texas, the jury typically determines the sentence within the statutory range, unlike the federal system where the judge determines the sentence. The state's sentencing practices must still adhere to constitutional principles. Key constitutional considerations. 1. Proportionality. 8th Amendment. The punishment must fit the crime. Sentences that are grossly disproportionate to the offense violate the 8th Amendment's prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. Texas Constitution. Article 1, Section 13 of the Texas Constitution also prohibits excessive bail, fines, or cruel or unusual punishment. 2. Due process. Defendants have the right to a fair trial, including the right to confront accusers, the right to counsel, and the right to a speedy trial. These rights, guaranteed by both the U.S. and Texas constitutions, impact sentencing decisions. 3. Equal protection. The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and Article 1. Section 3 of the Texas Constitution guarantee equal protection under the law. Sentencing disparities based on race, gender, or other protected classifications are unconstitutional. 4. Ex post facto laws. Neither the federal nor Texas Constitution allows for laws that retroactively increase punishment for a crime. This prevents the government from changing the rules after a crime has been committed. Challenges to sentencing. Overcrowding. Texas prisons have faced overcrowding issues, leading to legal challenges arguing that excessive prison populations violate the 8th Amendment. Disparities. Studies have shown racial and socioeconomic disparities in sentencing, raising constitutional concerns about equal protection. Mandatory minimums. While Texas doesn't have as many mandatory minimums as the federal system, those that exist can lead to disproportionate sentences and limit judicial discretion. It's important to note that while these constitutional principles provide a framework, their application in specific cases can be complex and often involves legal challenges. The constitutional landscape of Texas criminal courts and appeals. The Texas criminal justice system operates within a complex framework of both federal and state constitutional protections. These safeguards are essential to ensuring fairness, justice, and the protection of individual rights. The Texas Constitution, Article 1, Bill of Rights. This section outlines fundamental rights, including freedom of speech, religion, press, assembly, and petition, right to bear arms, right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury, protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, protection against self-incrimination, right to counsel, prohibition of cruel and unusual punishment, Article 5, Judicial Department. This article establishes the structure of the Texas court system, including the Court of Criminal Appeals as the highest criminal appellate court, federal constitution, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 8th Amendments. These amendments, collectively known as the Criminal Justice Amendments, provide essential protections for criminal defendants. Due Process Clause ensures fundamental fairness in criminal proceedings. Equal Protection Clause guarantees that all individuals are treated equally under the law. Key issues in Texas criminal courts and appeals. Search and seizure. Issues related to the 4th Amendment, such as warrantless searches, probable cause, and the exclusionary rule, are frequently litigated. Confessions and self-incrimination. The 5th Amendment's protection against self-incrimination is central to many criminal cases, especially those involving interrogations and custodial statements. Right to counsel. The 6th Amendment guarantees the right to an attorney, and issues related to effective assistance of counsel are often raised on appeal. Jury trials. The 6th Amendment right to a jury trial is fundamental, and challenges to jury selection, jury instructions, and jury verdicts are common. Cruel and unusual punishment. The 8th Amendment prohibits excessive bail, fines, and cruel and unusual punishment. Sentencing disparities in the death penalty are often subject to constitutional challenges. Proportionality. Punishments must be proportionate to the crime. The role of the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals is the highest criminal appellate court in the state. It plays a crucial role in interpreting the Texas Constitution and applying federal constitutional principles to criminal cases. The court's decisions shape the landscape of criminal law in Texas. Texas courts in cruel and unusual punishment. The 8th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and Article 1, Section 13 of the Texas Constitution both prohibit cruel and unusual punishment. Texas courts have interpreted these provisions to establish certain parameters. Key factors considered by Texas courts. 1. Proportionality. the punishment must fit the crime. Excessively harsh penalties for minor offenses are unconstitutional. The court considers the gravity of the offense, the history of the defendant, and the societal harm caused. 2. Evolving standards of decency. Punishments that were once considered acceptable may become unconstitutional as society's values change. For example, the Supreme Court has ruled that the death penalty for certain crimes, such as rape of an adult woman, is disproportionate. 3. Conditions of confinement. Prison conditions must meet basic human needs for safety, food, and medical care. Deliberate indifference to prisoners' health or safety can constitute cruel and unusual punishment. 4. Mental illness and intellectual disability. Individuals with mental illness or intellectual disability cannot be executed or subjected to excessive punishment. Specific areas of focus in Texas. Death penalty. Texas has a long history of capital punishment, and the courts have carefully scrutinized its application to ensure it doesn't violate the Eighth Amendment. Prison conditions. Overcrowding and inadequate medical care have been subjects of litigation in Texas prisons. Juvenile justice. The U.S. Supreme Court has imposed limits on juvenile sentencing, and Texas courts have followed suit. Challenges and considerations. Defining cruel and unusual. Determining what constitutes cruel and unusual punishment is often subjective and can lead to differing opinions. Balancing rights. The court must balance the rights of defendants with the need to protect society. Legislative changes. Laws and sentencing guidelines can impact the application of cruel and unusual punishment standards. It's important to note that while the Texas Constitution provides explicit protection against cruel and unusual punishment, the specific application of this concept in individual cases can be complex and often involves a careful analysis of various factors. Legislating safeguards against cruel and unusual punishment is a complex issue that requires careful consideration of various factors, including potential legislative actions. 1. Strengthening standards for prison conditions. Mandating specific standards for cell size, sanitation, ventilation, and lighting. Requiring adequate medical and mental health care for inmates. Implementing systems for regular inspections and monitoring of prison conditions. 2. Reforming sentencing guidelines. Revisiting sentencing structures to ensure proportionality between crimes and punishments. Providing judges with greater discretion in sentencing to consider individual circumstances. Implementing mandatory sentencing guidelines with clear exceptions for mitigating factors. 3. Expanding access to legal representation. Increasing funding for public defenders. Guaranteeing effective legal assistance at all stages of the criminal process. Implementing measures to ensure competent representation. 4. Protecting vulnerable populations. Implementing safeguards for juveniles, the elderly, and individuals with mental illness. Prohibiting excessive force against inmates, especially those with disabilities. Establishing independent review boards to investigate allegations of abuse. 5. Enhancing oversight and accountability. Establishing independent prison oversight committees. Requiring regular reporting on prison conditions and inmate treatment. Implementing mechanisms for holding prison officials accountable for violations. Challenges and considerations. Balancing public safety and individual rights. Any legislative changes must consider the need to protect public safety while safeguarding individual rights. Financial implications. Implementing new standards and programs can be costly, requiring careful budget allocation. Overcrowding. Addressing prison overcrowding is crucial to improving conditions, but it requires long-term planning and investment. Enforcement. Effective enforcement of new laws is essential to ensure their impact. Examples of potential legislation. The Fair Correctional Standards Act. This could establish minimum standards for prison conditions, including cell size, sanitation, and health care. The Sentencing Reform Act. This could revise sentencing guidelines to promote proportionality and reduce disparities. The Prisoner Rights Protection Act. This could expand access to legal representation and establish independent oversight mechanisms. It's important to note that these are just examples, and specific legislation would require careful drafting and consideration of various stakeholders.